Afternoon, everybody, and thanks once again for having us. Thanks for all your prayers for us in our ministry. We're coming up for 40 years, as we said in the letter. Can't believe it. You know, you'll say, how can you have done 40 years? You look so young, you know, but in January it'll be 40 years serving God in Motherwell, and I've been coming down here a lot of those years, and thank you for all the items you've collected for us. That's so kind. And they'll be used in our area for putting smiles on faces. It's a lovely time of the year for the joy that we were singing about. And nothing brings joy more than giving somebody a wee present. And I'm sure that these little gifts will be well received. We're going to just read a little passage. I'm going to read a few little passages as time permits today, but Matthew chapter 9, please, first, verse 18. I'd like to read. Trixie gave me a little book just over a week ago, and it was so brilliant because it was really, really dead simple, but it was the miracles of Jesus. And I've really been enjoying going through the different miracles of Jesus this week. And it has fired adrenaline into my soul, you know. So I just trust as we look very, very simply at some of the little miracles of Jesus as time permits, that it'll just be an encouragement to you when you realize afresh with me just something about fresh about who he is and what he is actually capable of. So let's just read the first little one together in Matthew chapter 9 from verse 18. Matthew chapter 9, verse 18. While he was saying this, a ruler came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live." Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. And we'll skip down to verse 23. When Jesus entered the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread through all that region. There's a wee story I want to share with you today that I read this week. Very, very interesting. And I've blurred one side of the picture in case you're squeamish, you know. But it's a good wee story, and it's meant so much to me this week. This happened recently in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. This lovely lady, her name is Pollyanna. She was waiting for her taxi with her phone in her hand, and she was approached by this man, a mugger, we would call him, I suppose. Very, very threatening. And he was patting his side, there was a bulge. He said, "I have a gun, hand me your phone." And she looked, just 26 years old, nice young lady, lovely long hair. And you know, and they say, don't know how true it is, but they say that muggers never mug any woman with short hair, because it's the long hair that they can grab hold of, and that makes you totally helpless. Nice long hair to grab. "Give me your phone, the gun." And she thought to herself, it doesn't really look like a gun, you know. And he he has to take time to draw the gun, and maybe I can be quick. He had no idea, you see, who he was dealing with. She was a champion UFC fighter. And she was as quick as lightning. Two quick punches and a kick and a chokehold, and he was totally helpless. And she shouted out for somebody passing by to call the police. And the police were called. He was already wanted for another crime. He didn't know who he was dealing with, you see. The gun turned out to be a fake cardboard gun, makeshift gun that he had made. But he didn't know who he was dealing with. Looked so innocent. A wee lassie that he could intimidate, but no. She quickly dealt with him, and he had to be taken to hospital by the police. And they asked her if she was injured. The next couple of days, her hands were a bit sore, but apart from that, she was fine. And this little thought has been with me ever since, that he didn't know who she was, nor what she was capable of. And I thought, I've been enjoying these miracles that from Trixie's little book. And I thought, I was comparing this to the Lord Jesus, not the violent bit, of course, but sometimes we forget who Jesus really is and what he's capable of. You know, we go through our Christian life. Lindsay was saying that a lot of us are struggling this time of the year. We struggle with colds and sickness. We struggle with all the pressures that Christmas brings. You know, presents, what to buy, who to visit, you know, family, maybe we're estranged from some, what's it going to be like on Christmas Day, and maybe there's an empty seat, you know, we've lost a loved one, and all the pressures that come in. I don't know if you're struggling, maybe with your own health. And there have been things that I've been struggling with too. And I've known Jesus a long time. I've served him 40 years. But you know, I still need to know him more. You say, but Ray, you must know Jesus. You've served him 40 years. Yes. But there's still situations. There's still things that come into my life. There's still a need for more of his love, more of his power, more of trusting him, more of just resigning to him and saying, Lord, not my will. As we were singing there, he prayed in the garden, not my will, but thine be done, you know. And there's still a surrender. And there's still a need. I need the Lord. For Christmas 2019. And so do you. And you're struggling with things. I don't know what your struggles are. They're not the same as mine. But I know you'll be struggling with things, because everybody does. And I know there's been changes. 2019 will have brought changes, some big changes into your life. And if there's only one thing that's sure in this life, it's change. Things are going to change, you know. Things will not be the same. And 2020, what will it bring? Some people are saying, I'll be glad to see the back of 2019 because of all the things that have happened, and some really hard things that have happened. And some people are saying, it's good, I can just put that behind me and start a new year, 2020, and it'll be better. They're saying 2020 is going to be a good year for me. They're optimistic, you know. Maybe not a bad thing. But there's going to be changes, and there are changes. And we need to hold on to the Lord. We need to hold on to the Lord. And I was just thinking, you know, of this man, an official. One of the other gospels say he was called Jairus. And he came to Jesus, and politely he bowed before Jesus, and he said, my daughter has just died. We read it. my daughter has just died. What a change in that family. What a prayer. But if you come and touch her, she'll live. Wow, what faith. What a trust this man had. Did he believe? Yes. What a belief. If you just come and touch her, she'll live. Isn't that beautiful? What's my faith like compared to that? I could hardly tie or unloose Jairus' sandals, you know. His faith was so real, so strong, so dynamic, and without a shadow of a doubt, he said, if you come and touch her, she'll live. And Jesus got up and went with him, and his followers too. And they came to the house. There's a real commotion. The flute players, the mourners, professional mourners, coming in to lament and wail and fuss and bring some curry or something for the guests, I don't know, but there they were, you know. And Jesus is saying, she's not dead.